Chapter 10 Revenge. When Bill, Michelle, and Nick were out of the museum, Michelle said,
Did you see Massey's face when I asked him that question?
As red as a tomato,
said Nick.
And did you see what he was holding in his left hand behind his back?
Asked Michelle.
No,
said Bill and Nick.
He had a bridle and reins,
said Michelle.
That means he probably has a horse somewhere. But where?
The address on his driver's license is Ventura Hills,
said Bill.
That's a place where there's lots of land, perfect for a horse.
I'm going to call Sheriff Lopez and tell him about the bridle and reins,
said Michelle.
I think it's important.
She called the sheriff and told him.
Yes,
said the sheriff.
He probably owns a horse. My men and I will investigate immediately. Thanks for calling, Michelle.
In the late afternoon, Sheriff Lopez and three of his men drove to Ventura Hills to see Professor Massey.
Dan,
said Sheriff Lopez,
we have a search warrant, and we want to look around your house.
What?
Said Massey angrily.
What's going on? Let me see that search warrant.
Here's the search warrant, Dan,
said the sheriff.
We're just doing our job. Fred, you stay here with Professor Massey,
said the sheriff, as he and his men started looking around. Sheriff Lopez looked in the living room, the kitchen, and the bathroom, but did not find anything. Then he went into the bedroom, and he was amazed. On the shelf, he saw a big photograph of an American Indian who was playing with a little boy. Next to it, there was a wooden box with three black feathers on it. The sheriff thought about Massey's words. The three black feathers are the sign of death. He opened it, and inside he saw several old newspaper articles about Ucat's accident and death and about Richardson's business. A few minutes later, one of the sheriff's men came into the living room and said,
I found a black horse in a small stable behind the trees of the garden, and he still has some war paint on his body.
Sheriff Lopez looked at Massey, who was furious, and asked,
Do you have anything to say?
Yes, I have something to say. My father, Ed Ucat, can finally rest in peace because I killed Jacob Richardson.
Dan,
said the sheriff loudly.
That's a confession. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you.
Anything I say can be used against me, said Massey, laughing nervously. Well, I'm not going to remain silent. Yes, I am Daniel Ucat, Edward Ucat's son, and I'm proud of it.
Dan, I can't believe this, said the sheriff. There must be a reason.
A reason? Said Massey, looking at the sheriff. Of course there's a reason. Jacob Richardson was responsible for my father's death and my mother's death. She died a few months after my father. Richardson destroyed my family, and I wanted revenge. After the death of my parents, I moved to Northern California and changed my name. I wanted to start a new life.
He paused for a moment and smiled.
I became Daniel Massey. I went to UC Berkeley and got my degree. Then I decided to go back to Southern California, but I wanted to change the way I looked. I shaved my head and changed the color of my eyes. I had a new identity, and no one could recognize me. I became a respected university professor, but I still wanted revenge, because I never forgot what Richardson did to my father and mother. I've kept an eye on him all these years. When he started building in Coyote Canyon, I was furious. My great-grandmother was a Chumash, and she was buried there. He had no respect for us and our traditions. To him, we weren't like white Americans. So I decided to kill him and planned it carefully. The night of the 4th of July was perfect.
Where did you get the Chumash spear?
Asked the sheriff. Ucat laughed.
The Native American Studies Museum at the university has all kinds of Chumash spears. Don't you know that, Sheriff?
Sheriff Lopez was getting angry.
You killed a man, Yucat. Do you know what that means in the state of California?
I don't care what it means, said Yucat angrily. Richardson was an evil man. He only wanted to make money. He didn't care about people. He was responsible for the death of many other workers.
Why did you put the anagram of Yucat on your license plate? Asked the sheriff. I thought you wanted to change your identity. That's what gave you away.
He looked at the sheriff with a strange light in his eyes. Then he slowly said,
Because I am, and will always be, a Yucat.
Both men were silent for a moment. There was a strange sadness in the air. The sheriff continued,
Were you the ghost warrior who rode through Coyote Canyon at night?
Yucat looked at him seriously and said,
No. It wasn't me.
The sheriff was disturbed.
Then, who was it?
What's wrong, Sheriff? Asked Yucat. Don't you believe in ghosts? Don't you think the dead want to rest in peace?
The sheriff turned to his men nervously and said,
Fred, John, take this man to the stable. I think we'll find other evidence there.
They walked behind the house to the small stable where Yucat kept his horse.
Where are the black wig and the war paint, Yucat?
Asked the sheriff.
Try looking around.
The sheriff's men started looking around when the sheriff's cell phone rang, and he turned around to answer it. At that moment, Yucat jumped on his horse and galloped away.
Yucat, come back!
Cried the sheriff.
You can't go far! My men are everywhere!
Yucat galloped away into the hills behind his home and rode bareback. Sheriff Lopez called his office and said,
Send two helicopters up into the Ventura Hills, north of Coyote Canyon immediately. Daniel Yucat, a.k.a. Professor Daniel Massey, is Jacob Richardson's murderer. He confessed, and now he's escaping into the hills. He's riding a black horse, and he's an excellent rider. We can't follow him in the car because there are no roads.
The next morning, the phone rang at the Martins' home.
Hello, Sheriff,
said Bill.
Do you have any news for us?
I'll tell you the good news first. George Rivers is free and will go home soon.
That's great,
cried Bill.
But what happened?
You kids were right about a lot of things,
said the sheriff.
Let me tell you what happened yesterday at Massey's house. It will probably be in today's paper.
Bill listened, and he was very surprised.
I can't believe it,
said Bill, his voice shaking.
Just think, Dan was my friend,
said the sheriff sadly.
Thanks for all of your help.
When Bill got off the phone, Mrs. Martin walked into the house and showed Bill the front page of the newspaper. The Los Angeles Gazette. Tragedy in the Ventura Hills. Daniel Yucat, a.k.a. Professor Daniel Massey of Ventura University, galloped to his death Tuesday evening when he fell from his horse and broke his neck. Earlier that evening, the 40-year-old professor confessed to the murder of Jacob Richardson on the night of the 4th of July. After his confession, he suddenly jumped on his horse and galloped away into the Ventura Hills. Sheriff Pedro Lopez and his men could not follow him because there are no roads in the hills. Police helicopters looked everywhere for him. The strong lights of the helicopters frightened his horse, which threw him to the ground. Many years ago, Yucat's father, Edward, was killed in...
Michelle! Nick! Come here fast!
Cried Bill. They read the article and were shocked.
Gosh! He fell off his horse!
Said Michelle.
And broke his neck,
said Nick.
I can't believe he's dead. We saw him yesterday afternoon at the museum.
He was an intelligent, successful man who couldn't forget his past,
said Bill.
His revenge cost him his life,
said Mrs. Martin sadly. Everyone was silent and sad for some time.
Well,
said Michelle,
Pam's uncle is free now, and everyone at the reservation is probably very happy. Just think of Wild Wolf.
Let's go to the reservation and see our friends,
said Bill.
Great idea,
said Nick.
I want to learn to ride a horse before going back to Florida. And I want to see Pam.